Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I
Good.
never expected this. It's like I'm glad to see that you're open to ideas.
Ideas, you say. Are you a Dave Rubin fan?
Yeah, it sounds awesome. And I've always seen you guys on Twitch like live streaming all the time, and it's like I always wanted to like network with you guys or something, just like meet one of you. It's pretty cool. Thank you for
We'll
this.
see. We'll see. We don't make a lot of friends here on Twitch because everybody ends up hating each other. So we
Oh
just
boy.
kind of keep our heads down and kind of keep doing what we're doing, you know?
Yeah, well, you guys seem cool. Not gonna lie, I am like a younger individual. I just feel like I get along with a lot of older people. So like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't know. I'm not like stereotyping or anything. I'm just saying that I feel like I get along with you guys because
Oh,
like, I don't know.
have
I
you
like it's
watched
the more
much? Have
calm,
you
chill, you
watched
know.
much of the content?
Yeah, I've seen you guys. You guys do like these big like Zoom calls or whatever, right? With people.
Occasionally for our local music show, sure, we'll have a bunch of musicians
Oh.
on. But no, we like
Well,
make
I
fun.
saw like I don't know, for some reason I saw when I went to the live stream, I saw a bunch of people like talking to each other, unless it's like through Discord or some other program. Just
Oh yeah, I mean I use OBS Ninja to bring people in, but I don't usually have more than like one or two other people on. It gets too chaotic. Maybe
oh.
six or 8 months ago we were trying to do panels, maybe. But regardless, yeah, we make fun of conspiracy theories, theorists talk about cults, talk about misinformation on the internet, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's sort of what we're doing around here. But what's up with
Cool.
natural law? Because I've heard like when people say natural law, I think everybody means something different. What do you mean when you say natural law?
Sure. So I'm usually referring to like the golden rule or the cause and effect, karma, moral law. It goes by many names. That's the issue, right? It's like it's been used throughout history so many different times. And those words actually just represent the same concept of the idea of natural law as it was used in the 1700s, as it was used in the 1800s in the abolition of slavery, and in the foundation of the Declaration of Independence, the foundation
Slavery was
of, yeah.
abolished in the 1800s.
Well, is in
Here,
regards to like,
at least in the
yeah.
United States.
Right. That's a good point to make, yeah, because you're right. There is still like certain modern forms of slavery in different parts of the world and different times. But of course, like, yeah, I'm usually referring to the United States. I'm sorry, I didn't make
Yeah,
that
that's
clear.
that, but like I like synonyms for what do you mean when you say natural law?
Sure. Well, so those are different types of words that have been used as natural law in the past. When it comes to defining natural law, we can break it down. Natural means it's something that's inherent, something based in reality, not caused or created by humankind, right? It's something that is natural. And then the word law means an immutable condition, which is both binding and immutable, which means it cannot be changed. So usually when people use the word law, all automatically right off the bat, like people when it comes to like politics, for example, they'll use the word law, like obey the law. Those laws are usually not universal, nor eternal or immutable. They're usually created by man. So we have to discern then the difference between man's law and natural law. So you can go off of this on many different avenues, but looking at that difference there, I think also makes a huge difference. And that's why it was so influential in the foundation of America
I
and
just had a,
in
I
like the
just I
Declaration.
don't actually I do mean to
Sure.
interrupt you. I just did it. Who
No, it's all good.
decides what natural law is?
Well, you can say it's God's law too, right? And of course,
Well,
it's going to
but if
be
you don't
perceived
believe in
differently.
God, like who decides what, like, because if we're going to talk about natural law, somebody some at some point made like put the words together and like invented the concept or something, or groups of people had similar concepts. So the I just like who decides what natural law is? What if we don't agree about what natural law is? Like who would arbitrate that?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, humans are not perfect, and we're always going to perceive things differently. That's to be expected. When it comes to like arbitration, well, it doesn't matter if I believe it or you believe it or we know about it because it's already present in regards to, if we refer to it as a law, like any other laws of nature, like gravity or thermodynamics or inertia. All of those laws of nature are essentially, you know, this is one law among nature, but in regards to human behavior and morality. Which is something that I think a lot of people, you know, they might have questions about at first or doubts, but, and I'm not here to debate, right? Like, I want to make that clear. When it comes to like delivering this knowledge, I wanted to
You're
share with
smart.
people,
Last few people
and
who
I
tried that left with their tail between their legs.
Well, I just want to share stuff and people look into it for themselves. I don't think people should believe me and what I say or think that I'm any like figure of person that knows all the answers and that claim to have the answers. All I can say is, you know, there's this knowledge out there that isn't really that mainstream, and people can look into it and see some aspects therein that may include aspects of the truth for sure.
You think the concept of natural law isn't fairly mainstream?
No, I don't think so. Because the idea of morals and natural rights isn't talked about enough, and especially from my point of view. Like, for example, you have a lot of people talking about mandates nowadays, forgetting the idea that there is such a thing as natural human rights. And I even ask cops and I say, hey, you know, I talk to people in person all the time. I do street interviews. We have documentaries and stuff. I say we, because there's a lot of teachers all around the world who are talking about this. I'm a content creator. I produce video content and I write books and do presentations. So, you know, that's why I'm well versed on the subject. But regardless, you know, it's like people can understand it within their own life through observation. And sorry if I'm going a little off in a whole bunch of different ways. I've also been streaming already for 5+ hours, but, and I have my own show and stuff like that. I do on with other teachers. So,
yeah, to be fair, if I show up on someone's show after my show, I'm drunk as fuck and they really don't need me there. So we're good.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to just like meet new people, and I just appreciate the fact that I'm here.
I'm just curious again. Like, this idea of natural law to me just sounds like religion.
Mm-hmm. Religion?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people connect it to religion because people think morals come from religion, and I got to say, well, religion is the problem actually in society. I'm not talking about necessarily just organized religion, but I'm talking about like the religion of money, the religion of, you know, certain politicians, and that the fact that they have an authority, somehow the right to rule
Are you a libertarian?
Yes. I don't usually go by like labels because people like want to do that to me.
Okay, but, I'm going to tell you that I think you're a libertarian. Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. I mean, I'm just a human being who understands that, you know, I'm in this world, and I see myself as equal as everyone else. And I'm sorry, I read your chat. He sounds like Destiny on less caffeine. I don't know. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know.
I mean, it depends on your point of view and how you feel about natural law and where Destiny fits in under natural law, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they're all cool people, a lot of these streamers and stuff. I'd have nothing against anybody. Everybody's got their own thing going, and it's good to see people at least putting out what, you know, they see as essential, their perspectives, and all I'm here to do is at least deliver a new perspective, one you're not going to see anywhere else. And there's a reason why we go into ideas of occultism.
I don't mean to be dismissive, but I feel like I've been exposed to your perspective over the years. Already recognize your perspective. I work with an anarcho-capitalist. You said things about money that would lead me to believe that you're certainly not an anarcho-capitalist. But I don't think that what you're exposing me to is something I've like a bunch of ideas that I've never heard.
That's for everybody. I feel like, you know, when you look into this knowledge, and I collected, you know, I've done presentations, stuff like that, like I said before, like when people look into it, the first reaction I get most of the time is like, oh, I already know this. Like because it's not hard to understand something if it's already present all around us. But there could be some, you know, obscure knowledge, and that's why we're teaching it. And it's the sense of like, okay, people know what's right and wrong. Most people know it's wrong to harm somebody, right? To steal from somebody, to murder someone. Most people know that. But when it comes to some more further complex issues, their ideas and the knowledge that they've had over since they, you know, were really grown up and became an adult into this world, not always are aligned to their actions. Their knowledge isn't always aligned to their actions. So they may know it's wrong to harm somebody, but yet, you know, when it's done through the name of government, somehow certain acts become legitimate. And does government have the right to do something that you don't? And what is government that, you know, that it has such a right? How do we create such a system to begin with? These are all questions that you have to ask. But again, I don't want to turn this into like some philosophical thing.
If we have to ask these questions, my answer is the government is socially constructed. The same thing as your rights are socially constructed. I just think I think that anything that involves a large group of people deciding what they're going to do, you've just created a fucking social construct. I don't care if it's money or property the fucking ground under me isn't a social construct. It's made of dirt. I know that, but like the idea of a property, I don't think that these things, I don't believe in the idea that I have rights other than like what someone absolutely cannot take away from me. And usually that's just because it's illegal for those people to take that thing away from me. Like, I don't think I see rights the same way that you do.
Yeah, I think kind of when you said there's social constructs, that I see as the main problem is this idea of moral relativism, which is that we can just decide what's right and wrong based on our opinions. And there's no actual, you know, grounded metric in nature that we can observe and understand and learn the actual effects to our behavior, such as karma, such as the golden rule, such as cause and effect, such as... Well, this is essentially the laws of karma, karmic law. It's another word for it, right?
Right, so, but just because you call it a law, I'm like asking, do you believe in like some sort of supernatural karma?
It's not that you have to believe in it, because what if I told you there is knowledge that just needs to be found? What if there's knowledge that is hidden from people? What if rights do come from nature and religions have been keeping it away from people because religions was what created the governments and all these other forms of religions? Ultimately, I'm not saying like spirituality is bad. Obviously, this leads to, understand that there's some greater purpose in life. And I think people should have that sense of worth. There's a lot of young people who feel depressed and anxiety. It's like, it's unfortunate. And it's just like, and I'm one of those people like at that young age, and I'm like, I feel bad for the people who don't see that worth in society and innately the intelligence in the universe. But there is intelligence in the universe, and a lot of people saw it from Tolkien, from Lord of the Rings. He wrote about it enormously. You have C.S. Lewis from Chronicles of Narnia.
Can I stop you?
Sure.
C.S. Lewis is an idiot. Okay, continue.
I don't know who these people are. I mean,
Then why are you telling me about their books?
Well, some of their writings, like same thing for our founding fathers, right? I don't even know these guys. I don't know anything about them, but I can look at their writings. I could look at certain things they say, and I could look at that objectively and say, okay, well, there's some truth to that, right? And so I that's all I'm saying, and I understand where you're coming from, though.
I'm just going to tell you, I'm like a materialist. Not like I like sports cars, but I think that to the extent that we...
Most of us are.
To the extent that we can observe what's going on, the material world and the things we can touch and feel, or, some things, of course, are discovered through instrumentation that neither of us understand how to use or whatever, right? But, the rest of it, I think, people believe in it, and it's fine. Most people believe in some form of the supernatural. I'm sure I believe things that are fucking crazy, too. And most people are pretty nice, but I don't know. I don't think that, I don't think there's a lot of, the way that we structure our society and the way that we decide right and wrong, I don't think that comes from anything outside of us. And I would be horrified to find out that it did.
To understand that there are laws that govern our behaviors, because that's what natural law is. It's just laws that govern our behaviors. So like I said, with all the other types of forms, they've just been expressed through every single different type of culture around the world. Taoism is a good example, I'd say. Anybody who read the Tao Te Ching, it talks about the way of nature.
Have you read that?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
Yes. And I've also read, I don't know if you're familiar with the Kabbalion, but these are materials that I recommend to people.
For a while in the mid 2000s, it was really trendy to read different versions of the Kabbalah because Madonna was reading them. Yeah, I know what it is.
The Kabbalion is a book talking about the hermetic principles, and those principles essentially, you can see them as natural laws. They're everywhere in the universe, and they help us understand how these natural laws are expressed in the universe. So they play an integral part as well. But it's like you can combine all these different types of occult sciences because essentially
still streaming?
Yes, I am. Okay, if that's cool with you.
Yeah. It's etiquette. If you're still streaming, if you hop on someone's show, to let them know that you're still streaming.
Okay, I'm sorry
about
that.
It's natural Twitch law, okay?
Okay, I didn't know because, I'm new to the whole streaming thing, but I've joined recently and it's been pretty nice. Just having conversations, sharing different articles, showing case examples as well, showing all these other teachers around the world and going to the politics section, meeting new people.
I think you're making a bit of a category error, and if you'll let me explain what I mean, and see if maybe you'll think about it. I don't care if you don't agree with me in the moment. I think you're, when you say natural law, and you're talking about ethics, morality, I think you're conflating that with the natural sciences, things we can observe, right? Like where if I drop this torch that I'm about to use to hit this bong, we know it's going to fall. And if it doesn't fall, then like the natural order of the world has been dramatically changed and we're going to have some problems. And I think you're, with what you're doing here, when you talk about natural law, to someone like me especially, mm-hmm. I think you're putting societal issues into the same basket as, you know, when I drop something, does it fall? And I think I think that over the history of the world, to the extent that I'm a world historian, we haven't seen a lot of times where that leads fucking societies into a good place.
For what exactly? I'm sorry.
Oh, when people think they have the absolute truth about what's ethic and ethical and moral.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they get enough people behind them. What you end up with is a totalitarian government based on what some group of people believes is ethical and moral. And exactly. Just because they call it and they're going to claim that it's natural law, that these things are self-evident, because that's what I would do. Do you know what I'm saying?
Not if you're seeking control. I mean, obviously, then you're going to want people to be dependent on you for the answers, and that, you know, your law is the law and they have to comply by threat of violence. It's way different from a scenario where you say people are sovereign, you own yourself. That's a self-evident truth. And really, that's all we're saying is you own yourself, I own myself. No one has the right to enslave another. How do we define slavery? Well, it's, you know, it's the ownership of another person. How we define ownership? It's by understanding someone's rights. How do we understand someone's rights? Also by understanding someone's property. Like, these are all aspects that are integral.
I think your person is you, but I think your rights and your property are fucking socially constructed. And I think that in the world that we live in right now, who do you go to register the fact that you just bought a piece of property?
I'm sorry.
If you bought a house from me, you'd have to go to a third entity to like verify that I sold that house to you, right?
I mean, the thing is, life continues on as it is, like, you know, with or without a centralized system. There's nothing really much changes.
How do we know that?
I have a video about it. It's like 2 hours, 30 minutes. I showed case examples.
Oh, you have a 2 hour and 30 minute video. You think I should watch about the thing?
Well, dude, the thing is I told you I'm not here to debate. I'm here to share information, and
you're just a libertarian. There's nothing wrong with being a libertarian in and of itself.
Oh, I'm just that. Not, like, you can't. Well, no,
but I'm just a leftist. Like, I'm not. My point of view isn't revolutionary. I'm not going around educating people as to what I believe about the world if I go on someone's show and tell them about leftist ideas, right? And you're not. I don't think you're doing that either.
Yeah, I'm just here to say this is what it is, and if you care about it and look into it, then you might see value in it, and you can check out our hundreds of thousands of hours that we put into this stuff. You might think, okay, well, we're starting a whole new thing, and it's counterintuitive because it's just going to create another government.
I don't think you're starting a thing. I think it's all like, I think it's all like, academic would be too strong of a word, but I think it's all in like the pre-contemplation phase. I think it's make-believe.
Okay, well, like I said, regardless if you want to or not, and I want people to look into it for themselves. Like, I know that when I talk to streamers, they're going to try to challenge me on different ideas, and that's fine.
I challenge ideas on my stream. The thing we were watching before, sure, we were laughing at the guy, but we were like challenging his wacky ideas about the world. That's like a brand of people here on Twitch. I'm one of them. I'm not a debate bro or whatever, but like, yeah, if you're going to come in here and try to tell me how the world's going to work, I'm going to push back when you say things that I think are
you don't
silly.
Have to believe me.
Well, right, I don't have to believe you, but then what the fuck are people watching my channel for if you're just sitting here monologuing about how the world should work? They go watch your channel.
Because this knowledge, I'll tell you, and you're right, it's not for everybody. There's certain people who really care about it and they'll look into it. It isn't for everybody. That's just the truth to it. There's certain people who will care to look into it and others who won't because they just want to remain ignorant or in their own belief systems, and that's fine. But this is an understanding of objective morality in nature.
Do you legitimately believe that people who don't want to watch yet another 2.5 hour YouTube video about how the way is supposed to work, do you think those people are choosing to remain ignorant?
No, it depends, you know.
It depends. 2.5-hour videos I've watched about how the world should work. We do a show about the so-called intellectual dark web on Wednesday.
It's not about how the world should work. It's about looking at the present all around us, universal. And is it hard to understand that I own myself, you own yourself, and that we're sovereign, and that we're free by design, and that we need to respect nature's blueprint?
I think that's simplistic and ahistoric.
Yeah, so that's it. That's all I'm talking about, is being responsible, not giving it away to other people who are not responsible for your own life other than yourself. That's all. It's like, it's being in charge of your own body. It's self-ownership. It's self-mastery.
I see evidence in history that if you want some amount of sovereignty, that there may come a point where you have to fucking fight for it. That's what I see in history.
Yeah, and you might have to fight for it.
I think that as far as personal sovereignty goes, as a middle-aged guy sitting in a Silicon Valley apartment streaming on Twitch, I feel like I have a lot more sovereignty than most other people on the planet, and I should be grateful for it.
Yeah, I'm grateful too. And I mean, just to be sitting here speaking about what I do too, you know, keep in mind, you know, freedom to do such a thing. But that's the thing, like, all human beings should have that freedom to speak, just as they have the freedom to decide what they want to do with their own life and property. And nobody has the right to tell them what to do with their own life and property than themselves.
I mean, I just fundamentally disagree with that. I'm a statist. I think that, you know, humans have always created forms of governance. They may not all look like the modern forms of governance, but humans have always created forms of governance. And I feel like if I'm going to be like advocating for things, and people are going to be listening to me the extent that people are listening to me. To be fair, it's locals night. We don't get a big crowd on locals night. But if I'm going to be advocating for things and like trying to get people to the extent that I do make calls for action, I'm making calls for action that people can do like tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah, I'm doing that all the time. I mean, if I just give knowledge without action, I mean, it's kind of incomplete. But the idea too is that when you change the minds, you're changing people's actions, and that changes the world around us naturally. It's a natural process, as people are now having something within their peripheral to see what they can do. They're now more aware and more conscious of their existing environments, whether internally or externally, whether with the food that they're eating, what they're putting in their body, or the things that they expose themselves to, the news that they watch and the articles they go to, and all that, right, is all going to condition people into different ways of thinking. People aren't inherently bad nor inherently good. There's a matter of conditioning at play, and thus that's why I simply deliver different knowledge.
You said people have been conditioned. Do you leave room for the idea that you have been conditioned to believe the things that you believe?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. We've all been conditioned to different belief systems, and I'm not perfect. I said human beings aren't perfect. I can't claim to be, but I will try my best to understand what I can understand and do my best within my own life. You know, I think we all do that.
All right. I feel like I've been fairly generous with my time here, but if you don't mind, can we do a little lightning round?
Sure.
I'm going to name famous public figures who are apolitical, and you can say, yes, you like them, no, you don't like them, or you don't know who they are. Are you ready?
I guess.
I've been generous with my time. I feel like you can play a game with me. It's fun. You're chattel like.
Oh, okay, sure. All right.
Okay, Alex game. Jones.
He speaks his mind.
Is that a yes, no, or an I don't know who he is?
Oh, like I have to ask, say if I know who he is?
No.
Yes, I know who he is.
If you like him.
Oh, if I like him? I mean, I like all human beings. Oh, is that bad?
We can't do the lightning round. Hey, thanks for jumping on the chat with me. It's been real and it's been fun. And it's been real and it's been fun.
I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you for being respectful and all that, and for allowing me to share. If anybody's interested in learning, Coconut TV is my Twitch, and you know, they might know that already. I don't know. For those people on my chat, I'll show them your channel.
Yeah, the people in the chat are probably
I'll show them your channel and my chatter, so they can see your channel.
Oh no! Don't restream my show.
No, I just want to show them your Twitch. That's it.
Okay, you can show them the channel. Don't restream my show.
No, I won't. Don't worry about that. But yeah, thank you for talking. If anybody wants to learn natural law or any of these concepts,
you've had time for your sales pitch. Thank you for joining me.